They did.
What looked like a promising drive for the Blue Jays on a key third and long conversion.
Stiffened up there.
They sure did.
I'm going to make a mention to number 77 on Elmhurst, Mustafa Mutam, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Sure.
He is one big fella, 6'5", 350 pounds. Ooh. His jersey doesn't even come down on him.
Twins left, single receiver right, Case on Rabies right. Snap, fakes a handoff.
Oh, Rabies taking a run.
He's got open field. First down yardage to the 40, to the 45. Will go out of bounds in Blue Jay territory at the 49. A great call by Josh Rabie. Nobody on that side of the field.
Right.
Josh
That's
Hill.
The kind of run we've been looking for from
yeah,
Josh Rabie.
Good
absolutely.
Upfield blocking there by Josh Hill. So.
Hill really threw the key block to break Rabie on that.
Sure did.
Nice
Five,
job.
5:50 and counting here in the second quarter. Pioneers looking to add to a 24-7 lead. Ball in the right hash. 48-yard line, actually. Twins left, single receiver right. Tailback on Raby's right. Raby, quick pass to Hill. Under heavy coverage, he catches it. Talen West. Nice catch by Hill. He took a good shot from Talen West, but that's about a 7-yard gain.
We'll take that.
6-yard gain, yep.
You know, give me
that's
7.
What they're calling it.
Every time.
A 5-yard gain, so make it 2nd and 5 at the 43 of the Blue Jays. You know, and he had legs in the flat there, too. I thought they were going to go to him. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash, 2nd and 5, 5:09 and counting, a 24-7 pile lead. Here's a snap. Raby gives the legs up the middle. Legs.
He's got some room.
First down yardage.
Oh!
30, brought down to the 25. Touchdown saving tackle there.
That could have been 6.
And that's going to be number 2, Chris Reeves, with that tackle.
Offensive line really showing some power here.
Yep.
.445 left to go in this half.
Single receivers both sides. Now Twins right. Ball in the left hash. 26-yard line. Legs on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby looks right. He's going to the corner.
He's open.
Hill. Touchdown number 3 for
Woo-hoo!
Josh Hill.
He was wide open.
Yes.
And while we await the extra point, let's take a quick break for station identification. Anya, if you would, please.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to Civic Media's WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. We're at Schneider Stadium. Carroll University is really putting the wood to them over here. It's 30-7 with 4:29 left going in the half.
And actually, we missed the extra point, Johnny, so now it's we made the extra point. We just missed the coverage on that with the station ID. But it's now 31-7 in favor of the Pios. And the big news today on, what was that, a 25-yard touchdown pass, I believe? To Josh Hill, his third touchdown reception of the game and of the season. So making up for a lot of other opportunities. And really happy for Josh Hill, the fifth-year senior. What a way to celebrate homecoming.
What do you guys think? Josh Hill, D3 Athlete of the Week? I would go for it.
Could be the senior from Algonquin. Went to the same high school as Raby, I believe, here. No, he didn't. He went to Jacobs.
Algonquin.
Raby went to Dundee Crown. So, but again, it's McCarville and Barnett. Jonas Barnett back to receive for the Blue Jays. Laurent will kick off at the 35 for the Pios.
Now Laurent's got the wind at his back. We'll see if we see a squib or a deep one here.
That's it, yep. And 4:29 remaining in the first half.
Ball just came off the tee.
The ball comes off the tee. We saw that a couple times last night. They'll try it one more time. If not, looks like Josh Hill has offered his services to hold it. And the way that Hill can run, he'll adjust just fine.
Uh-oh.
No, he's going to do it himself. No, yeah, let's see.
I think the ref is going to make him hold that.
We'll see. They give him usually a couple attempts. But we had a laugh last night at the South.
The ball, he placed it a little more vertical here.
There you go. Here comes the kick from Laurent, and it's going to go deep. That one's into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback there, caught by Max McCarville. Smart choice.
Hey, I'm hearing a good number of Pioneer students up here in the press box helping out.
Yeah.
A lot of these students who work the press box and the concession stands are student athletes or student, mostly student athletes from other teams that play at Carroll. So
sounds great.
Way to go, students.
Yeah.
Yeah. The track team is running the concession stand down there.
Love it.
Underneath the scoreboard.
So, Blue Jays take over at their 25 after the touchback. Trips right, no receivers left. A new tailback in the game. Tight end now goes to the right to make a double tight end right. Tailback on Acosta's right. That's Jonas Burnett. He's going to get the handoff going outside. He gets around one, but really nowhere to go. Barely back to the line of scrimmage as a member of the chain gang gets tackled.
Yeah.
Gets underswept. Damon Loker chases Burnett out. There was good pursuit from another member of the Pio defense here. Braden Curtin, the sophomore from De Pere, Notre Dame Academy, made the initial attempt, but Burnett got around him. But good job forcing him further outside. So Twins left, single receiver right, and that's Cockrell on the right. Ball in the right hash, second and 10. Burnett now on Acosta's right. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Burnett here up the middle. Nowhere
Nothing
to go.
Nothing there.
Two Pios. Riley Staub again.
Staub was having none of that.
He sure was, and Staub had some help there.
3:30 left in the half, 31-7. Carroll's up.
You know, Staub was the second one in, and I think that was 96 on the lead on that. Alex Betcher from Hartford. But either way, it's 3rd and 10. Clock running, 3:13 in the first half, a 31-7 Pio lead. And now we're lining up. Trips right, no receivers left.
The crowd goes crazy, right?
Pollock here on Costa's left. Costa looks to his left, goes over the middle. He's got Cockrell, but he's met by a host of Pioneers who stop him short of the first down at the 32. It'll be 4th and 2. And there were three Pios in on that, Amarian Bridges, Elliott Miller. And the punt team comes out, so Blue Jays will punt.
Nice
clock running.
Stop there by Braden Curtin.
That's right.
He was biology major.
That's right.
He's a good kid. Talk to him at breakfast every morning.
Yep. Mullet's punting again. Back at his 18. And we got Sammy Muth here on his 39. And wishing Sammy's brother, J.R., who was injured in the Augustana game, well.
Yeah.
Here's another short punt.
Uh-oh.
This time it takes a Pio bounce.
Very
rolling out
favorable Pio
at the
bounce.
Pio 49-yard line. So that those short punts come back to backfire on the Blue Jays. It helped them on the last couple. And I think they're marking it right at midfield, right at the 50. Let's see.
Triple G, yep. Who is Gravy straight up in the breakfast line? Weren't you telling me the other Gravy straight up?
What?
You were saying somebody wants Gravy straight up.
Oh, Cameron,
no biscuits.
Cameron Evans.
Okay, well, that's a hot nickname.
Yep. Yeah.
Trips left. No receivers right. Jackson Case on Raby's left. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Case up the middle, and he cuts to his right and gets about 5 yards. So good job by Case. Blue Jays actually had a nice front there in the line.
They did. They reacted.
Case found the opening to the right, moved from the left to the right, and they give him 4 yards on that, 2nd and 6 at the Blue Jay 46-yard line.
Might I mention, you guys, the football team was very happy yesterday. We had red velvet pancakes.
Nice. Twins left, single receiver right. It's a handoff to Case going to the left. He's got room, pushes forward.
Oh.
Great open field tackle there. That was number 30. Jesse Smith, that tackle. That would have been a first down.
Yeah.
Because they had some good
very close.
Good open field there. But it's 3rd and 2 at the 42, 1:27 and counting here. Ball in the left hash, trips right, no receivers left. Case on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby rolls out right. He goes back to the left.
He's got some room.
To the tackle eligible there, it looks like. Or no, that's Reed Breckheimer. The sophomore brings it all the way to the 25, so great job.
It's a rattle into the chains,
I
Don
love that
and Greg.
Call. He rolls out right and he goes left to Trevor Breckheimer. Who
they had everybody fooled on that one, dude.
He vacates his blocking duties, and Breckheimer looked big on that. I thought it was 75 who caught it. Like Joey Cola. Twins right, single receiver left, ball in the left hash here. Tailback on Raby's right, Jackson Case. We haven't seen Mikey Coleman yet. 1:11 is your time remaining. Clock stopped with the out-of-bounds play there. Here's a snap. Raby looks to his right. He goes to the end zone. And pass intended for Austin Eichstad. Eichstad looked like he was knocked down there, but it may not have been catchable. And, again, double coverage on Eichstad there. Corner and safety on him on that. I think Eichstad's caught a touchdown. Well, except for the North Central game, he's caught a touchdown in every game.
Yeah, well, a lot of guys.
He didn't against Augustana because Raby ran their only touchdown in. So, Twins right, single receiver left, ball at the 25, second and 10, 106 remaining here. Tailback on his left, and here it is. He gives the Case. Oh, it's a double. Here comes Cam Miller on the reverse. Miller
got
goes
some room.
He's got first down yardage and pushed out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. First and 10, a great play.
What's that rattling sound, Don?
Move the chains!
Right on, bro.
So they got Miller knocked, marked out of bounds at the 13, a great reverse. And you'll notice the lineman, it might have been Nate Johnson, set a basketball pick. So that Miller, and he had his hands on the air for the ref to see that there was no block in the back or illegal use of hands, so great job there.
He really sold it to the ref.
So double tight ends here. No receivers left, Twins right. Ball in the left hash here. And he fakes a handoff to Miller. He looks to the left. He's got a guy. It's tipped.
He's again. Again. Touchdown.
Reed Breckheimer on the tip. Caught his own tip there.
Yeah.
Great to call Breckheimer's game.
The defender tipped it, and then he focused on it, and he still caught it.
Great job by Breckheimer.
What a fun play that was.
It sure was. So 37-7. Laurent looking to make it 38 here with the extra point. Tyler McLean holding. 54 seconds left on the clock. As we await the snap. Snap is good. So is the hold. And so is the kick. So with 54 seconds, your piles are now up 38-7 here. And instead of going to breaks, it's almost halftime. We'll keep it here, Johnny. One of the big critiques we've had is that there's no clock management here closer to halftime from a lot of the teams we've seen. And you're down 38-7. You'd like to see the Blue Jays do something. With these modern offenses, you should be able to move the ball downfield, maybe even just get a field goal and go into the locker room with some momentum. So it'd be interesting to see. And, you know, we've got a former North Central coach leading this Blue Jay squad. That's Mike Murray. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Murray does here. We've got Max McCarville and Jonas Burnett back to receive. Those are some great names to call. Jacob Laurent, the French-Canadian from Kenosha. I don't know if he's French-Canadian. I just like saying that.
Yeah, right.
Laurent.
I didn't know if Canadian bacon is Canadian. We also had that in the breakfast line yesterday.
What's that?
Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon. I love it.
Canadian.
Sure. I need to re-enroll in school so I get some of this food.
Sounds like it's good chow.
Laurent, you do, Don.
Laurent, that's, if I can get like an honorary degree or a free tuition, we'll see. Here's a kick from Laurent.
I'll work on
and
that.
And it looks shorter here. McCarville will take it at the three. He's running to his left now, cuts back to the middle, and brought down by a host of Pioneers right there at the 20. So as good as an NFL touchback, if you will. Great, excellent coverage there by the Pios. So 48 seconds remain in the half. Let's see what the Blue Jays do. And I know, Johnny, you agree with me. You don't want to see the victory formation when you're trailing 38-7. You'd like to see a big play. Try to get Cockrell in space.
Yeah, well, I would do something, you know, with 48 seconds left. You know, they got to come back here with some kind of positive thing.
You know, the Piles pulled out the bag of tricks to set up the eventual touchdown with the reverse there.
Yeah.
Twin packages, both sides, ball in the left hash, tailback on his right. Quick pass down the middle. He's got a guy, but he can't hang on. And boy,
he's almost intercepted again.
He gets pounded there. The Drake, Emmanuel, and he's down. It was a good, clean hit. He caught the ball, heard footsteps, and then got popped. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he got tatered.
And Coach Buda calling his players over. Doesn't want any celebration or taunting after that. He gives a man, he gives the Drake a pat on the helmet, but he wants, you know, you don't celebrate injuries, even on a clean hit.
Right, right, yeah.
And, you know, that looks like it could be going under the tent of this young man here.
Mm-hmm.
Good quick pass there. It would have set up maybe a first down or just.
Well, that's a good sign. He's sitting
he's
up.
He's sitting up.
Bit.
That is a really good sign.
He might have got the wind knocked out of him, and he took a vicious hit.
You know, the hit was mostly from, it was kind of like shoulder to shoulder, shoulder to midsection there. So, again, a good clean hit there by the Drake,
should
number nine.
It's time to get him, get him off.
He wears the same number as Evan Stout of Waukesha South, one of my favorite players. Mm. We had two touchdowns last night.
Two touchdowns
in a losing
last
effort.
Night. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, Evan had a great game.
And so it's second and 10 for the Blue Jays. And that was Max McCarville who got hurt on that, too, one of their reliable players. He returned that last kick. So Twins right, single receiver left. And that's Cockrell on the left, tailback on Acosta's right. Here's a snap. He's going to run this up the middle. No, Apollo cuts outside and gets about short yardage there, but a host of piles there. Will Campbell with another tackle, and now a timeout's called. Carroll's going to call the timeout here, interestingly. And, you know, again, Johnny, they're basically trying to fold up camp here, the Blue Jays, so I can't blame the Pios for calling time here. Give your offense another crack at it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all about points, you know.
It is, you know, you get near the playoffs, but you know, more importantly, too, after, you know, two straight losses, the Pioneers want to get back to their winning ways. They want to get that point production, that yardage production, and who knows, maybe you'll see some different players come in beyond the two deep to get some touches.
Yep, especially on homecoming. Happy homecoming, by the way, to all the Carroll Pioneer alumni listening. I know I've gotten to meet some great alumni here over the weekend, some people who used to be involved with the campus radio station. So
yeah. So third and six, they're calling it. Ball at the 24 of the Pios. Trips left, single receiver right. That's Cockrell. Tailback Pollock on Acosta's right. Here's a snap. He's looking to his left. Now he looks to his right to Cockrell. And that's intercepted! Oh, Elliot Miller, the Pewaukee Pirate, with a big pick. Brought down by Cockrell at the 26.
30 seconds left
there
on the clock.
There's a lineman down. That's I think that might be Don Brown, but he gets back up. A little shaken up there. Don Brown without the E.
No relation.
Without the E, it's shoe polish. Maybe related to the old Michigan defensive coordinator who was fired a couple years ago.
Greg and Don, I got a sneaky feeling here that the Pios are going to score again.
And Raby comes out, so, yep, all the starters are out, so, yep, they want to get it's homecoming, and some of these alumni travel a long way. We know the parents do, for sure.
Yep.
Rupp now's in there at center, so big shout-out to Eric and Larissa. Here's a snap. Raby looking downfield for the end zone. He's got Kia Miller. Touchdown, Pios, a senior, Kia Miller. Beautiful pass by Raby.
First
there
play.
Was good coverage there, but the pass was just that good by the rabid one.
Boy, the Axeman looks good today.
He sure does. That was Chris Reeves, number two, from Brighton, Michigan, on the coverage there. Beautiful place, Brighton, Johnny.
It was.
You like to do some fishing. There's a great lake there. Close to the Detroit area, too.
What a play. Pioneers just really.
So now 44 points. This will make it 45. Holding the snapper good, and so is the kick. So with 24 seconds left in the half, your Pioneers leading the Blue Jays of Elmhurst University 45-7. And we'll keep it here because we're close to halftime. And, you know, started out as a scary, you know, when Elmhurst on their second drive got a touchdown and we're leading 7-3.
Right, back
and forth. We
thought
it was going to be the same North Park situation.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Coach Buda and the boys said enough. Let's, you know.
Put the hammer down.
Yep. Throw the axe down.
Yeah, split the defense.
Get the Lumberjacks out.
That's right.
And big credit to that Pio defense. We were calling a lot of different numbers there on that D-line and the linebackers. And now Elliot Miller, who's had a couple tackles, makes a big pick there. And they finally got an answer for Cockrell, who was their guy in trouble that you get the ball to. And Cockrell had that big touchdown early in the game. So Pio's really showing their resilience. And, again, back to receive is Max. No, it's not Max McCarville. He was injured earlier. Jonas Barnett. I think that's the tailback, Aiden Pollock, back to receive, along with Jonas Burnett. So two ball falls again. Johnny, can you go down there and hold it for him?
Yeah, well, I still have three years of eligibility.
Will they give us a 12th man on that? Yeah. Well, it's funny, last night, this happened to the Blackshirts, and Adriel Diaz, one of their faster players, gets number 52, a shorter lineman, not the fastest guy. He's trying to get him to hold it, but turns out they didn't need him. I thought that was kind of funny. You hold the ball. You're slow.
Right.
So here it is, Laurent with the kick. And
deep.
It's going to be deep, but fielded at the one by Aiden Pollock. And he pushes forward and brought down and pushed forward to about the 30. Got some help from some piles moving
good
him forward.
Run back.
Good run back there for Sharon. 18 seconds, so time for a quick 10, 20-yard pass, and then maybe one quick play before you throw the Hail Mary. And Laurent was going out to get the tee. I thought they were lining the safety out in the center field spot. But no, that was just Jacob Laurent, the French-Canadian from Kenosha.
I think we're going to see some easy, simple runs up the gut here.
Yeah, it's a pistol formation, Johnny, there with Zach Norman. Cockrell's alone on his left here, covered by Miller. Let's see if he reeks. No, it's a handoff. And
right up the gut.
And, yep.
They're just trying to lick their wounds and get into the
that'll
locker room.
Oh, some extracurriculars there. Will Campbell getting into it. With number 47, Christian Klinger. Yeah, tight end who missed that open pass earlier.
Things getting a little
and
chippy.
And that's the
half.
Pio's triumphantly running to the locker room. A much slower jaunt for the Blue Jays. It's a 45-7 Pioneer lead. And we'll take a break. Let's make it a two-minute break on you if you've got the bandwidth. We'll be back here to hear some marching band and some more Carroll news from Triple G. And as well as some halftime stats. So stick around for much more here. Anya, take it away, please.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Mustard, please, yeah.
Yes, please.
Welcome back to Schneider Stadium, home of the Carroll University Pioneers and Wisconsin's oldest university, and to the wonderful University of City of Waukesha that we're proud to call our home. I'm Don Brown. Johnny's taking a break. He's going to get us some brats. But I'm here with Triple G. We're watching the cheerleading squad going on. But really quick, Greg, we're going to read off some first half stats
here.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
The most important one, the 45-7 Pioneer lead.
Yes.
But we got to give a big shout out to Josh Hill, who has three TDs, including one of 35 yards. He has 99 yards. On five receptions, 5 for 8. Keon Miller has a touchdown and a 27-yarder, and Reed Breckheimer has a 17-yarder. And, of course, all four of those touchdowns. Oh, Jackson Case has Nope, but he's got 14-yard reception. But so Josh Raby here, 10 for 19 with 157 yards, 5 TDs, his longest 35 there to Josh Hill. And so, yeah, so a lot of great stats. On defense, we got to give a shout-out here to the Pioneer D. Let's see here if we can find the yardage. We're getting our way around this. But go ahead, Doug.
At least three sacks or so from the Pioneer defense. That was a good first half of defensive football.
Sure was.
Yeah.
So Pioneers are 3 of 6 on third down conversions. Big stat, Blue Jays are only 2 of 9. Time of possession is actually close. Carroll's at 14-18, and the Blue Jays, believe it or not, are 15 minutes, 42 seconds, but that's more of a credit to Coach Buda's offense. They've scored pretty quickly on some great drives as the marching band comes out.
Oh, yes. We're going to see if we can give you guys a picture of the marching band. Carroll University Marching Band under the direction of Patrick Coughlin performing their routine of That 90s Show, and then we'll have you listen to some see if you can hear some of them, and then we'll come back with some more stats. How does that sound, Don?
That sounds great. Yeah, we can talk while the band's playing here.
Yeah.
They'll certainly have a presence, and I'm stretching your mic out so we can get a better listen. We got a lot of entanglements here, Greg, so try not to move too much here from your spot. That lovely perch we got you set up in here. And here we go, and this we're going to go underneath one more time here, and that should give us the slack we need for the mic.
Okay.
We're liking this. So, yeah, they're doing the theme from That 70s Show, and I'm losing some slack here. So give me a moment. I should have just given you my headset instead of Johnny's. That would have bought me some more spots, but here. So we got the mic there out the.
Oh, yeah.
Get a good glimpse. Yeah, they sound good.
Yeah.
Sun is popping out a little bit here, too, on this cloudy day that's seen some rain, and the field is still wet.
Yep.
But so what's going on the rest of the day? We saw the parade. Any other homecoming festivities to speak
of? Oh, yes. We have our grand reunion tonight where our reunion classes, including my own reunion classes, so we celebrate our 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 and up reunions tonight. With the exception of our 50th reunion, our Golden Pioneer reunion was last night
In
the Stackner Ballroom. You've been up there, Don.
Yeah,
right?
You watched that South Head. It's Raise the Bar fundraiser there, and we really love the Stackner Ballroom.
Yes.
So
we do have some of those activities going on. So I'll be up there tonight. Catered dinner, catered by Chartwell's, the food service at Carroll University. We have a beatboxer on campus for homecoming as well tonight.
What's a beatboxer?
Boots and cats, you know, the beatbox.
Nice.
I can't really beatbox. That's how
that
you
sounds like a 1940s thing, doesn't it?
Beatbox.
Like a
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. That's great.
So we have that going on.
Well, I was just going to say, Greg, you've seen the movie, you've heard of the movie Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
You know, knowing this, what sounds like a great occasion tonight, it's, you know, we could do alumni crashers. Think Johnny and I could pass as alumni of Carroll?
I think you know? Johnny could. Yeah, I totally think so.
Talk to talk.
I tell you, next year we need to have a Civic Media WAUK radio presence at the
we should,
tailgate.
Yeah. We want to do more with our university partners here.
Yes.
And because it's more than just great sports, there's great academics here and some great cultural programs.
Well, and we
great
have
students from around the country.
We have a new school of business. We had a major donor just stepped up and gave Carroll's largest donation ever.
That's exciting.
To our school of business. So we're really excited about that.
Sounds great.
And, tomorrow there is the Pioneer Alumni Memorial Service led by Chaplain Elizabeth McCord. Do you know her, Don?
I don't. I'd certainly like to meet her, though.
Yeah, she's really great. So
always have time for a good chaplain.
Yeah.
Regardless of the denomination.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, exactly.
That's fantastic.
And Carol, of course, you know, has a Presbyterian heritage.
Love the Presbyterian tradition.
Yes. Yes.
As a Catholic growing up in a Quaker town, the Presbyterians were always very kind and a great ecumenical spirit towards us. They would even attend some of our services.
Yeah.
So they could find out that we're really not as weird as we seem or mystical, although I'm very mystical. But, I really enjoy this growing relationship with Carol, and I've met so many wonderful people here. And this marching band is obviously a great tribute to the pioneer spirit, are our Pios with a big 45-point first half. No greater way to treat the alumni, I think, and more exciting action in the second half that I know will keep people around, sticking around for some really good fun. So,
yeah, most of the stands seem to appear to be abandoned right now, but perhaps people are like Johnny waiting in those concession stand lines.
Yeah.
Or...
Oh, Johnny's got the patience of Job when it comes to a good brat. So that's why I love him. So, and Johnny dressed appropriately as in his flannel shirt. An ode to the many lumberjacks we have in the Pio lineup, including Josh Raby and Riley Staub. And there's probably another half dozen that work over at Home Depot. And I see in the stands some Pio parents. Really excited to be here. And, you got to be thrilled for Josh Hill, 3 touchdowns. And Kean Miller, you know, both seniors.
Yeah.
With a nice touchdown. And, of course, Josh Raby throwing a great ball today.
Yeah.
Pitching a good game here.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely some good Coach Buddha had his team trained up well for today's game. So.
You know, Johnny's not back yet. It makes you wonder, Greg, maybe you decide to eat all 3 of those brats he purchased for us.
Perhaps, yes. Yes.
Marching band doing a fun thing here, going out of their positions to high-five some of the cheerleaders and, like, some of the people in the crowd. So that's a fun move.
Yeah, this is an awesome show. This is actually that 90s show.
Oh, that 90s show, not that 70s show.
That 70s show.
I was such a big fan of that 70s show.
Yeah.
I forgot there was that 90s show.
Yeah, yeah. Want to give a shout-out.
Playing Green Day, one of your favorite songs, right?
Yeah. Want to give a shout-out to Anya back at the studio. Thanks for running things, Anya.
Yeah.
We wish
Anya's been great.
You could be out here having a brat
great
with
asset.
Us.
Greg, do you listen to the Maggie Dawn show?
I do.
So Anya produces that show as well, and she's got a big role in that show. She filled in for Maggie on Wednesday night, and I think it sounds like she'll be filling in for Maggie every other Friday. And they've really got a great relationship, and there's some really great hot-button political issues of the day that they discuss. So I definitely encourage people to tune in. And
Anya, what time is that? Because I know you're listening because you just thanked me. Well, that show is from 6 to 7 every night, correct?
That's right.
Anya?
Maggie Dawn is from 6 to 7 Monday through Thursdays, and then we do a replay in that slot on Fridays until I take over, I guess.
Yeah, so that'll be great. And you'll be seeing much more of Anya on my show as well, as we announced this morning that This Week in Waukesha is going to move to a 2-hour format starting Small Business Saturday, Greg. And we're putting a program together. We're going to be inviting some small business owners to come promote their business on the show. And our new sales team, new sales leadership, is putting together some really attractive packages to promote small businesses here in Waukesha. So, Greg, any introductions are greatly appreciated. We know you, having grown up here in Waukesha.
Yes.
There's a lot of good faces you can put us
definitely.
In front of. So, and Greg, I want to ask you, too, because we were talking about Johnny and I doing our, instead of Wedding Crashers, Alumni Crashers. Since you grew up here, you'd have to give us some names of some bars that used to be open or some things that Carol alumni used to do 20 or 30 years ago that were maybe not around and not available today.
Well, you know, the Pit actually back in the day used to sell liquor.
Nice.
As the homecoming court is being announced here right now.
Oh, nice.
But she is our club. So the Pit used to actually have a liquor license, and
nice.
They used to serve liquor. Of course, that doesn't happen anymore.
Sure.
Club 400 has always been a hit, and they're under...
that was owned by Les Paul's father at one time, right? That's the story?
Yes,
yeah.
That's the story
okay.
there.
Good.
And, I'm more familiar with more recent bars, but Neighbor's Bistro, which is now the Bosco's Social Club,
nice.
It was a big Carol
hangout.
Carol hangout.
Sure.
Of course, a lot of people went to the Toad. They just know nice. It as the Toad.
The Toad. Where is that?
Toad.
Oh, Salty Toad. That's still there. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Sure.
And so those were some of the different places.
Greg, I got some exciting news. Johnny's back. And
Johnny's back.
He did not come back empty-handed, as promised. He's got our halftime snacks.
Okay, well,
our nourishment, if you will, yeah.
Excellent.
But, so we'll trade back with you. I'll give you back your mic.
Yep, yep.
And you can take back the, here you go. That's. Oh, sorry, there's your mic. Got it? There you go. And Johnny will give you your, you'll be proud of the way I handled the cords here. Johnny gives me a hard time because I tangle up a lot of cords. I've tripped the system up a couple occasions. So, but
update up for you.
So John's got an update. Go ahead, put on the headphones here.
Okay, I got a quick update for you. I went down to get your brats for you guys, and
nice.
They're all out of meat down there. And for some reason, there's some kind of mechanical breakdown. They can't get any more over
no
here.
No proteins.
So
wow.
I brought you chips.
All right, I can do chips.
Chips and popcorn. So there's some Cheetos and some barbecue Lays.
Okay.
And
which one do you want, Cheetos or Lays? Barbecue Lays. Cheetos. There you go, my man.
So you got something in your stomach, you know?
There you go. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So a good problem for Carol. Sales are... Are high.
Yeah, it's busy down there.
Just a note for next year is throw several more pounds of brats there on the inventory.
Yes.
So.
And I'm sorry, Don. This is the Football Hall of Fame that's being announced right now. The Carroll Football Hall of Fame. By the way, got to give a shout out if I can,
yeah.
Don, to and Johnny to Bill Schmidt, the PA announcer here. Bill Schmidt, of course.
Is that Bill right now?
Yeah, that is.
No, that's not Bill.
Yep.
Carter says it's not. Who is it?
Oh,
it's who? Dean and Ross. No. The PA. Who's doing the PA? Who's that? Jared's doing the PA.
Oh, Jared.
Billy Schmidt does Badger football now on the radio.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
okay.
I know Billy's cousin, Don Radomski, coaches varsity baseball at your beloved Waukesha North.
Go North Stars.
There you go. But do they list the Hall of Fame inductees here in the program?
I believe that they do.
So I'm looking for it, and I don't. It'd be great to mention these guys if we could here. I don't see any literature. Maybe Johnny can find it.
What are you looking for, Don?
The Hall of Fame inductees, if they're on the program here. I don't see them anywhere. But for sure, we got to give a big shout-out to Athletic Director Mike Shulis and his entire staff, who've just done a great job here. They always make us feel at home when we come to do broadcasts, and he's made it possible for us to attend Carroll practices, you know, during the summer and then summer camp. And
Don, and
we're looking forward to doing men's and women's basketball in the winter, home games.
You mentioned the young coaches, and even Mike Shulis himself, I believe, is pretty young.
Yeah, they're all young, yeah. So, and, yeah, we've had, as you know, Mike Hodge, the cross coach, women's lacrosse coach, has been on my show. Taylor Jensen came on briefly before going on a recruiting trip to Green Bay. Earlier in the year, and we hope to have him on before the basketball season starts. And, just some great. And I know there's a lot of other coaches we have to interview. I believe women's soccer is doing well at Carroll this year. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So
women's soccer, women's bowling is doing outstanding in their first year of their program. But women's soccer, yes, they are doing great. They even have a player from far away Ghana.
Oh, wow.
An international student,
sure,
who's amazing, just amazing on the. I don't know what position she plays, but her first name is Amy. I do know that.
Nice. So a nice little ceremony honoring the new Hall of Fame inductees. And it's a sports Hall of Fame. There's a couple ladies in attendance, and three gentlemen, and so that's a nice moment for them, and another great thing to do for homecoming. And. And we have some more. Homecoming court is coming out. They're going to announce them. And I think while they do that, we'll take a quick break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network at halftime. The Pios lead the Blue Jays of Elmhurst 45-7. We'll be back after these messages. Anya, take it away, please.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to Civic Media's WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. We're at Carroll University at Schneider Stadium for their homecoming football game. And what a game it is. It's 45-7. Carroll is just really putting a whip to them, just like I called in the beginning of the game, Don.
You sure did, Johnny. Yep, you predicted rightly. And I don't know if you saw the halftime stats yet, but some really impressive numbers. I wanted to see, let's see what I did with those stats. It might be there in front of you, but I'd like to see what the total offense has been for Elmhurst. They have only five first downs. Rushing yards, 18 carries for 16. Passing yards are 118 versus 157 from the Pios. And let's see.
Look at yards rushing down. Carroll University, 17 for 151.
Yep.
Elmwood, 18 attempts for 16 yards.
Wow, isn't that something?
That's just amazing. How lopsided can you get? I mean, the defensive line is just laying their ears back. They're just got no running game.
The lead tailback, Aiden Pollock, seven carries for 31 yards, a 4.0 average, decent, but none of the other running backs are really doing much. 4 yards for Zach Norman, 0 yards for Jonas Burnett. And 6 yards for quarterback Andre Acosta on just on seven carries. So that's a minus two average, actually, when you include the sacks. And he was still trying to get our sea legs around these stats. I was looking for some defensive stats, a number of sacks from our defense. I'd love to see that. I know we've got at least one interception, thanks to Elliot Miller. And then the blocked punt. That was picked up, I think, by Jim Clem. Let me double-check that. Jim Clem picked up that blocked punt and ran it in for the touchdown. I didn't get the gentleman who blocked the punt, but, gosh, it seemed like there were five or six piles in on that block attempt, and that poor punter didn't have a chance. Nick Mullett, that is.
Yeah, they really got after him on that one.
Yeah, so... But, yeah, so now, yeah, we're looking at tackles here. Nick Montas has five tackles. Three sacks for Montas, 1.5 for Riley Staub, and a half sack for Will Campbell. So those are some great stats. So six sacks in total when you add it all up for the Pios. Riley Staub has four tackles, and who else is this? Damon Loker has three. And Will Campbell has three. So, but a lot of other Pios, it's doing a great job. They're just a great team effort overall.
Josh really Hill's impressed. Having a big game.
He sure is. Three touchdowns. Hadn't scored a touchdown all season on a homecoming. The senior gives us, I think he's a fifth-year senior, gives us three touchdowns. So very, very excited for Josh Hill.
Johnny, what are you expecting third quarter now? Carroll gets the ball. Carroll doesn't get the ball
Elmhurst
third quarter.
Gets it. Yep.
Elmhurst gets it. Johnny, what are your keys to the second half?
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think that Elmhurst is going to take a look and say, you know what, dudes, we are so far behind. They're going to try and air it out, okay? And I think the Pios are going to go, we're so far ahead, we're just going to sit on it. I don't think they're going to sit on it. I think they're going to run it up a little bit more and then maybe start putting in their second.
Yeah, give their back some looks, yeah.
And getting some of these other guys some touches. But we're probably going to see another 20 so points, I think, before that happens. And Elmhurst is just they got their backs to the wall, so they're going to do whatever they can to try and score as fast as they can. So I'm expecting a little bigger passing game effort because their running effort here is amounted to 16 yards in the whole half. That ain't cutting it. So that's what I expect to see there, boss. How about you, Greg? What do you expect to see?
Well, we were just told here that Josh Raby has 5 touchdown passes. This is sort of breaking news, Johnny. The school record
thanks to Mike Westermeyer,
is 6.
Head of
Mike Westermeyer, thank you very much. I predict at least 3 or 4 Josh Raby touchdowns. One thing we haven't seen Carroll do a lot is go to their second string or third string. Quarterbacks there's a lot of background noise here, but
Then Raby's got 5
Carroll
TD passes.
Their,
and needs one more to
main
tie
offense
the record, right?
Two to on the it. Field. So
cool.
So I expect that to happen. I expect Carroll to. My main thing, if I'm Coach Budaszewski, I'm telling my players, don't let Elmhurst get into your head. Don't let them, watch for the penalties.
Yeah.
You know, we even 5-yard penalties, enough of those can hurt you. You know, those 5-yard offside penalties, you need to not, and stay healthy.
Yep.
You know, that's.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of healthy, Nick Legnioli looks fantastic.
Yeah, Nick's having a good game, too.
And 96 yards already and 11 carries. And, hey, Mike, I'm doing the radio broadcast now. Can I call you later? This is Alderman Mike Krazine. You're on the air now, buddy. Can you hear me? I think it's a butt call because there's nobody on the other end there, but I just got a call from Alderman Mike Krazine, who was my guest this morning. He did a great job on my show talking about the latest happenings in Waukesha. You know, we're getting a new hotel coming in soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from Cutler Park.
Okay.
And it'll have a kind of like a smoked steakhouse kind of concept on the first floor. And it's a concept that's been successful in Wisconsin. There's like 4 or 5 different locations around the state.
Well, and so, Don, we're working on, I'm working on for you trying to get President Cindy Nattinger of Carroll on this week in Waukesha. So hopefully we can make that happen. You know,
I'll that would be wonderful.
More people, I'll call my people, call your people, or your people call my people, you know.
Nice.
I would love it. What's the name of Cindy's assistant again? She was wonderful.
Gina Ayler.
And has she been there quite a few years?
Yes, she has. Yep.
Because when I was Alderman,
in the alumni office.
I was invited to the holiday open house, and I dealt with Gina directly, and she was wonderful, and as was, President Nattinger and her husband. So, ready for the kickoff. There's the rent. It's McCarville and Jonas Burnett back to receive, and McCarville's going to catch in the end zone for a touchback. Signals fair catch. So Blue Jays will start the half trailing 45-7 at their own 25-yard line. And again, Coach Mike Murray was romanced away from North Central, where he was part of that championship tradition, and hoping that he can deliver some of that magic he was a part of as an assistant coach in a head coaching capacity at Elmhurst. So let's see what they do. Blue Jays coming out, visiting team dressed in powder blue pants, white jerseys with the powder blue fonts, and powder blue helmet with the Blue Jay logo. Pios are in all orange today with the navy numbers and Carroll written across the top and the orange helmets with Pio Pete. Here's the snap. First play. Oh, tight end can't. Another drop pass.
Got bobbled
from Christian Klinger there. That would have been maybe a 4 or 5 yard gain if he catches it. And that was Damon Loker there in the coverage.
The communication doesn't seem to be there today with Elmhurst and their quarterback and their receivers. A lot of drop passes.
No doubt. So it's 2nd and 10 here, 14:57 remaining. Ball near the left hash, Twins right, single receiver left. That's Cockrell on the left. Tailback on Acosta's right, or left, excuse me. Acosta looks right. He's going to run it. He's going to take off. He's got some room. Finally brought down by the Drake Emanuel. But as a 9-yard gain, so a good look by Acosta there. Clock runs 14:43, and Blue Jays looking to do something about this 45-7 deficit. And Acosta runs all the way over to get the play from Coach Murray. Comes back to the field. We do like the Elmhurst tent they have over on the other side, the canopy, but it, from certain angles, it's blocking our WAUK radio banner that Johnny put up. So, but here we go. It's a third and a short one here. Pistol formation. Nope. Now the tailback. Norman comes to the left. Twins right, single receiver left. It's going up the middle. Oh, Will
Campbell to go.
Says, no, sir, you're not going anywhere. In fact, that's a loss of a yard. So make that fourth and three as the punt unit comes on, and a statement play by Will Campbell, the John Anderson Award winner in high school.
Boy, Campbell just gave that guy a close-up of the turf.
He's one of your guys from up north there, from Kakana.
What a great community.
Nick Mullett comes in to punt. Sammy Muth back to receive at the Pioneers' 38-yard line. Mullett will punt it from his 18, deep snap. Let's see, the Pios already got a block and a forced bad punt, shall we say. Let's see if they'll do it again. Low snap dropped, but he gets it off. There is a flag down. And the ball rolls.
Big, big Elmhurst roll.
All the way to the 40 and a half of the Pios. So good field position. Let's check the penalty here. You're wondering if it's offsides defense. If it is, Acosta and company come back on the field for the Blue Jay offense.
That could be trouble.
Wow.
So we'll see. Illegal formation. So guess what? I think, the Blue Jay drive stays alive thanks to an illegal formation against the Pio defense. I didn't really get the full explanation. Maybe someone was lined up in the neutral zone.
Yeah, it was an illegal formation penalty, so yeah.
Right, but I'd say, what was this specifically, though? Where was the illegality of the formation?
That's true.
So Elmhurst gets a big break there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good, Don.
That's it. This is one example, Johnny, that's for sure. So a fresh set of downs for the Blue Jays after they're about to punt. Ball at their 38, first and 10, twins right, single receiver left, ball near the left hash, tailback on his left, tight end goes in motion to the right. And here's a handoff. That's Pollock, and he's met by Jim Clem. Short gain there, about 3 yards.
We've heard his name called a lot.
Yeah, including
today.
That touchdown off the punt, number 12. Yeah. The strong safety from Lindenhurst, Illinois, Lakes Community High School. Loves Wisconsin. And his girlfriend, too. 12:52 and counting in the third quarter. I don't know the relation status there of Jim Clem, just going off one of my favorite Tom Petty songs. Full disclosure. Twins right, single receiver left, tight end wing left, pistol formation. Quick pass over the middle to Klinger. Incomplete. Great coverage by Will Campbell. Almost an interception as Damon Locher was back there. But quick release by Acosta, but I don't think Klinger was paying attention. He was pretty well covered there. So third and seven for the Blue Jays. Clock stops at 12:38 with the incomplete pass. Pio's in charge, 45-7, but the Blue Jays have the ball thanks to an illegal formation on a fourth and four punt play. So third and seven, a key play here. Have to get the keychains out. Ball to 41 of the Blue Jays. Twins left, single receiver right. Flanker goes in motion to the right. Tailback on Acosta's left. Here's a snap. He looks to his left. He's got a guy. It's caught. And it's first down yardage as Elliott Miller brings him out of bounds.
Well-designed play.
Sure was. Zach Henderson there on the catch.
Little button hook, nothing you could do on the defense.
Was that you said well-designed player, or was that Dean down there in the full
live
stream?
That was me.
You had the whisper there. That's how I was like, is that Dean? But all right, Johnny Watermelon. Ball at midfield now, right at the 50-yard line. 12-21 and counting, a 45-7 pile lead. But the Blue Jays looking to try to get some points back here. Tight receivers, twins right, single receiver left, tailback on Acosta's right. And he fakes the handoff. It's a keeper on the left. And he pushes forward for about 4 or 5 yards there. Elliott Miller with help from Will Campbell. And also, big Steve Lazarus, 54, came over to help.
What do you think of those design plays for the quarterback keeper like that, Don? You want to get kind of risky for the quarterback, don't you think?
It is. You don't want him to get hurt, so you're hoping that you got a good arsenal of quarterbacks, so, you know, like a lot of college teams have. And with D3, you have the advantage of multiple players. So I do like the call. Twins right, single receiver left. It's a second and 5 at the 45 of the Pios. He's going to hand it off the middle there to Powell. No, he's going to keep it. Fix everybody's going to Cockrell, and it's incomplete. Good coverage there by Elliott Miller, who had an interception earlier in the half. And great coverage on Jacob Cockrell, who's really been, if there has been a thorn in the side of the Pios defense, it's young Cockrell.
You know, you have to give it to Elmhurst, though, on the trickery there, trying to, you know, fake it. And
it was, he had me fooled.
Yeah.
Good sleight of hand there by Acosta, Andre Acosta. The sun pops its way out, a beautiful sunshine. Wow. We're not expecting it on this, what was mostly a dreary day. We even had a power failure in the morning for part of the town. So big third and 5. Twins left. McCarville goes in motion to the right. Pollock on Acosta's left. Snap comes in. Acosta down the middle, and incomplete pass there. Travis Runberg on the coverage there, but really Klinger was the intended receiver.
Just overthrew him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe you put a little air in it because there's no other piles on that side of the field.
Yeah.
Klinger could have ran under it.
Right, got the game a chance.
Four-man rush by Carroll.
Anyway. So it's 4th and 5. Pollock, or excuse me, Mullet is into punt. Sammy Muth is into receive at his own 15. Here's the snap is good, and the punt is good. Not much pressure there.
Big punt.
And Muth's going to catch it at the 10. He's going to run. He gets to the 20 before being pushed out of bounds on 21 or 22. A good hit there. Good coverage there by the Blue Jay return team. And got a shout-out number 45 there for the Jays. If we can find his name here, that would be Evan Weber from Marrero, Louisiana, Archbishop Shaw High School. So here comes the Pio offense, led by Josh Rabian. Legs is back in the game. Legs looking to make it a 100-yard game here. Already has 96 for the day. Twins left, single receiver right. Ball at the 22, 1st and 10 Pios, 11-12 remaining in the third quarter. Hand off to Legs. Goes through the middle there, and he gets about 3 or 4 yards there. About a 3-yard gain to the 25. Make it 2nd and 7 as the clock continues to run. 11:02.
Well, this sunshine just is an oddity, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah.
Yeah, this is...
It's just like all of a sudden, pow! Like, yeah.
Wow.
Came like a light turned on.
No
I
doubt.
Can even see it.
Nice.
That's good, Greg.
Ball nice. At the 25. Single receivers both sides. Tight end wing left. Legs is on Raby's right. It's going to be Legs again up the middle.
Look at him go!
He powers through, goes to the middle, goes to the right. First down yardage and bullies his way to the 43. So Legs breaks 100. And nice. It's very happy for him after missing a few games.
Yeah, that's a good rebound for him.
Oh, we're really excited.
Crazy Legs does it again.
Yeah.
Nick Legnoli, whose name in Italian means carpenters. And so Twins left, single receiver right, ball at the 47 right hash. And it's fake to Legs. No, Legs goes to the left, gets around one tackler. But
a lot of trouble.
Taken for a 2-yard loss there. Good job by the Blue Jays staying home on the right side. I thought Raby was going to keep that and go to his right, but no, he gave it to Legs, and Legs went to his left. And
and Johnny, only a 2-yard loss. That's better than, you know.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Actually, they're calling it 2nd and 11 at the 42 of the Pios. Clock runs 9:35 and counting. Ball in the left hash, single receiver left, Twins right. Jakes and Case in the game now on Raby's right. There's a snap. Raby looking to his right.
He's going deep.
Going deep. Oh, overthrows Keon Miller, but good coverage there by the Blue Jay defense.
Little handsy on that play, Don. They were chipping each other on the way to that ball in the sideline.
Connor DeVries on the coverage there.
Zebras let him go.
Help. Good coverage by cornerback Chris Reeves. Yep. Yeah, you're right. A lot of contact at the and you'll see. I think that might be Coach Buda talking to the Zebras about that.
Buda's kind of complaining about it right now.
You know, the erstwhile quarterback doesn't like that kind of hands-on play from his opponents. Trips right, single receiver left here in a big third and 11. 9:24 remaining. Case on Raby's left. There's a snap. Raby looks right again. Now he looks left on the middle, and he overthrows Josh Hill. Good coverage there by Jalen West. So good throw away by Raby there. Not much going on. Good coverage there by the Blue Jays